And now it's time for our weekly trip around the state for 300 villages. This week, we're visiting Unalakleet, where the excitement of the Iditarod has just wrapped up.
My name is Jalene Johnson, and I'm from Unalakleet. Well, my sister just opened a coffee shop, Cool Beans, and so I'm running it during the day for her. People say, where are you from? It's like Unalakleet. When you grow up in Unalakleet, you know, and then you listen to other people and it's like Unalakleet, you know, and they add the extra la. Yeah, the Iditarod was different. It was more community-based, you know, the whole community got into it and people stayed, the mushers stayed at people's houses. Well, they used to actually have this kind of like sign-up sheet for the new mushers, you know, like if you want a musher to stay at your house, you know, just put your name down. But all the older mushers, you know, they always stayed at the same person's house. It is hard to find seal skins. They have some kind of a disease. They have sores and hair loss, you know. They look like they're getting bald. I think people are kind of like scared to even touch them, you know? Because they, from what I read, they're not really sure what's causing it or if it'll make you sick. And the price has gone up dramatically. I mean, you know, you could, if you had a stash of seal skin somewhere, you know, you could make a lot of money now. It's really amazing. They, you know, they shoot the ugru, drag it onto the ice, you know, if it's not, you're lucky if you catch it and it's laying on the ice, you know, and it's just, it's a lot of fun. It's springtime, it's warm, the sun doesn't go down till 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, if it even does, so, and it's always bright, and it's fun.
That was Jalene Johnson, who runs Cool Beans Coffee Shop in Unalakleet. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ann Hillman on the Iditarod Trail and Annie Feit and Dave Waldron in Anchorage. Tune in next week for more great stories of life in Alaska.